From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says July's 0.1% improvement in the nation's jobless rate is a good sign, but there's a great deal of work yet to be done. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The drop in the unemployment rate was not expected. Analysts had predicted an increase. There were still job losses, though. The president spoke in the Rose Garden.
We received additional signs that the worst may be behind us. Though we lost 247,000 jobs in July, that was nearly 200,000 fewer jobs lost than in June, and far fewer than the nearly 700,000 jobs a month that we were losing at the beginning of the year.
Still, the president said the U.S. will not have a full recovery until the job losses stop. He took no questions following his statement, but earlier his spokesman said Mr. Obama does still expect the unemployment rate to increase to 10% before year's end. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Pakistani officials say they believe the country's Taliban leader was killed by a U.S. missile strike earlier this week. But the U.S. says it hasn't been able to confirm Baitullah Massoud is dead. The strike was aimed at the home of Massoud's father-in-law in a northern tribal region that's a Taliban stronghold. Massoud is suspected of orchestrating several terrorist attacks in Pakistan. Insurgents in Iraq struck Shiite targets today. A suicide car bomber attacked a mosque outside the northern city of Mosul as people were leaving prayers. And roadside bombs in Baghdad struck Shiite pilgrims. At least 50 people were killed, and it's the second deadliest day in Iraq since U.S. combat forces pulled out of the country's cities. Florida Senator Mel Martinez is stepping down more than a year before the end of his term. The Republican lawmaker had already decided not to run for re-election next year, but today he said he'll leave as soon as Florida's governor appoints a replacement. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Judith Smeltzer has more.
At an Orlando press conference, Senator Martinez said he wasn't pressured to resign early and he's not having any health problems. He just wants to move on with his life.
My priorities have always been my faith, my family, and my country. And at this stage in my life, and after nearly 12 years of public service in Florida and in Washington, it is time to return to Florida and my family.
Martinez was the first Cuban American in the U.S. Senate. He says he now plans to go into the private sector, but he doesn't have a job lined up. Florida's Republican Governor Charlie Crist must now appoint someone to serve out Martinez's term. Crist is a candidate in the race to replace Martinez in the 2010 election, but he told reporters he would not appoint himself to the temporary post. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
On Wall Street today, the Dow rose 113 points to close at 9,370. The Nasdaq rose 27 to close at 2,000. The S&P picked up 13. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on South Africa to do more to press neighboring Zimbabwe to institute political reforms. During a speech to business leaders in Johannesburg today, Clinton also said South Africa is uniquely positioned to drive economic growth throughout the continent. Meanwhile, the Eritrean government today hit back at Clinton, who yesterday accused Asmara of backing anti-government Islamist militants in Somalia. Several other countries, as well as the African Union, also allege Eritrean involvement in the insurgency in Somalia. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton reports.
Hillary Clinton issued a stark warning to the Eritreans about the Horn of Africa's alleged role in Somalia.
Their actions are unacceptable. Their interference with the rights of the Somali people to determine their own future are the height of misplaced efforts and funding, and we intend to take action if they do not cease.
Eritrea's Information Minister Ali Abdu hit back at the threat.
The statement of Ms. Clinton is very disappointing. To make it clear, we don't support one faction against another faction.
Washington is a close ally of Eritrea's regional rival Ethiopia, which sent troops into Somalia to shore up the weak U.S.-backed interim government there. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Accra.
The government's Cash for Clunkers program is open for business again. President Obama signed legislation today injecting $2 billion to keep it running until Labor Day, if the funds last that long. The program gives owners of gas guzzlers up to $4,500 to trade them in for more fuel-efficient models. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.